Massive wildfires continue to roar through Northern and Southern California today. Northern California's Camp Fire is now considered the most destructive wildfire in California history. President Trump tweeted over the weekend that poor forest management is to blame. Scientists disagree. One of them is Glenn McDonald, climate scientist at UCLA. And Glenn, you got to do some frightening field work this weekend, evacuating yourself ahead of the Woolsey Fire with your family in Thousand Oaks, which also saw last week's terrible shooting. But evacuations, I'm assuming, are frightening even for a climate scientist.
Yeah, I mean, you know about these things in theory. You think about them. You write about them. People do whole studies on how you evacuate a neighborhood and things like that. But when you're there and you see the glow of that fire over the ridge there, and you know that the police are coming around with loudspeakers or door-to-door, yeah, it's a whole different thing. It really is a whole different thing. Suddenly, the theoretical becomes very, very real.
Well, we're thankful that you were able to go back into your home. So many haven't. So many, I should note, because I've tweeted it out, my brother in Point Doom, which is north of Malibu, in a building, a condo in a building. The whole building burned, and he lost his condo there. And I think that's important to point out. That was a building. You're in a neighborhood. What are your thoughts when the president says this is forest management?
Well, basically nonsensical and insensitive. Nonsensical because there's no forest that's burning down here.
Yeah,
we're essentially in coastal chaparral and chaparral shrubland and grassland that's burning. So there isn't any thinning or, you know, salvage logging or clear cutting that you're going to do down here. This is the type of vegetation we have, and fire is a very natural part of it. It is adapted to fire and insensitive because people have lost their lives, people have lost their homes, and we've had the most magnificent first responders and firefighting response here. It's just disheartening to hear that kind of message.
We'll talk more about what is causing this and why it is climate change. We know these that it's hot and we have these hot winds blowing in. Talk more about what is happening.
Well, I mean, first off, we have some natural things going on here. We get in Southern California the Santa Ana winds, the very, very strong winds that come out of the Four Corners region. In Northern California, they have a counterpart called the Diablo winds, and they begin to pick up strength through the fall and into the winter. These huge gusty winds, they're a normal part of our climate environment down here. And then we have fuels, which are very, very fire-prone, and they grow back very, very quickly after a fire. They're adapted to it. So we put on fuel very, very quickly.
This is the brush you're talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely natural part of the environment. But, you know, California has this huge population, tens and tens of millions of people, and we are, by nature, the fact that most of the terrestrial environment here is in one way or the other fire prone and fire adapted, when you build, you're going to be building in areas which you are going to be prone to fire.
Well, people, so that's a criticism that's the people have. I mean, people have criticized people who live out in the woods. But what you're saying is we have so many people in California, unless you take half of them and eject them. I mean, these fires were in Malibu. These are in areas that are on the ocean. These are neighborhoods, no forests. And you add to that these high temperatures we mentioned. Rare rain, in fact, meteorologists refer to it, and people like you refer to it as negative rain. It's worse than no rain. It's hot air with this dry air. What can be done?
Well, those are really good points. First off, you know, people, where you build it, you're going to be at some exposure to fire prone areas. And the thing is, people think that these are houses which are scattered amongst the pine trees up north, or they're scattered amongst the chaparral here, isolated estates. That's not true. If you look at the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa, you look at the Thomas Fire last year in Ventura, you look at what happened in Redding this July and August, these fires went from that urban wildland interface into the suburbs. We saw it here in Thousand Oaks. We saw houses burning stone's throw, literally, from our city hall, because the fires are able to jump through embers into the suburban area. So this is not a story about people building their big estates out amongst the fuels. This is a story of that. The fact is that no matter where you build, eventually you're going to back up against a fuel here.
Yeah. Listen, Glenn, we just are glad that your family is back, and we just want to express our thoughts to you because the nerves were already on edge in Thousand Oaks where you are. And so we just want to say, you know, thank you for your insight. We'll probably chat with you again, but we wish you and the family and Thousand Oaks the best.
Thank you. We very much appreciate your good wishes. Boston strong, Thousand Oaks strong.
That's Glenn McDonald, a climate scientist at UCLA. And I just want to say, Lisa Hugh, as you take over here for a second, we are welcoming you from California.
That's right.
And I know that your thoughts are there, too.
Absolutely. And to all the folks out there in northern and southern parts of the state.
Yeah.